Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Saudi police have arrested a vulture, and it's suspected of spying for Israel. The large bird was spotted near the rural village of Hayal and taken into custody. After searching the vulture, the authorities say they found a GPS system and an identification tag bearing the words Tel Aviv University and R65. Agent R65, as the bird has not yet been called, is still being held. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds has not been allowed access because they don't know about this story, and the conditions that R65 is being held in are unknown. However, it is thought he's singing like a bird. In what some people might think is an elaborate cover story, the Israeli Nature and Parks Authority, NAPA, said the vulture was one of seven tagged in Israel over the last few years and released in order to study migration patterns. Transmissions from four have ceased. They are presumed to have died on active service. NAPA said that as well as R65, one other bird is definitely alive and flying around in Saudi Arabia after having paid a visit to Sudan. Unconfirmed reports suggest the Saudi Air Force is now hunting the other suspected spy vulture. No doubt wiser heads in the Saudi government may have concluded that R65 is not really a spy, but an ordinary vulture. But this won't quell the suspicions of people across the region who believe that most things which happen anywhere, anytime, are because of the Israelis, especially when it comes to animal stories. Last year in Egypt, the regional governor of Sinai suggested that a shark, which had attacked tourists, may have been sent there by the Israeli Secret Service. Quote, "It's not out of the question, but it needs time to confirm," said Mohammed Abdel Fadil Soucha. When last seen, he was not watching Jaws, which was directed by Steven Spielberg, who is Jewish. The Iranians once caught 14 Mossad squirrels inside Iran. All were wearing listening devices and cameras. In 2008, they arrested two spy pigeons near a nuclear site. These birds were suspected of spying for either Mossad or MI6. Etimad Meli newspaper quoted a government source describing one of the pigeons. Early this month, a black pigeon was caught wearing a blue-coated metal ring with invisible strings. At the time, a diplomatic source told me, it must be a shattering blow to our intel boys that the invisible string has been discovered. After all, it's the first thing Britain has invented since the hovercraft. Another added, it's clear there's been some sort of coup in Tehran. Whilst a third told me, I don't think this story has legs, but it does have wings. And these are all genuine quotes. Also in 2008, the Palestinian newspaper Wafa printed a report claiming that Jews had trained rats to distinguish between Arabs and Jews and release them into the old city of Jerusalem. A year later, the Israelis had trained wild boars to destroy Palestinian crops, antelopes were patrolling the Lebanese border, and llamas were being trained but turned out to be too unruly and suspected of having pro-Hezbollah sympathies. There are indeed genuine examples of animals being used, or considered, in secret warfare. For example, the Americans have trained dolphins to carry missiles. During the Cold War, Britain's Pigeon Committee forwarded a paper suggesting anthrax-carrying pigeons should be released against the Russians in the event of hostilities. It was laughed out of committee by MI5, who described the author as a menace to pigeon affairs. But squirrels wearing cameras? Sharks? Anti-Arab rats, and now Mossad vultures so stupid they forgot to take off their Tel Aviv ankle bracelets? To believe that, you have to believe that the head of Mossad is not Tamir Pardo, but is in fact Dr. Ben Doolittle. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.